Let's talk about bouncing back, I guess, Joe, because you have lost a couple games. You guys haven't done that before. And just,
yeah.
You know, what's your message to the team moving forward?
Yeah, I thought we were a little flat at Arkansas. And so when we were playing ULL, it just really mattered to me that we come out and have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, just not be flat. And I thought we did that. You know, we played hard. We got after it. We fought hard. So my focus right now is just keeping that mentality of being in the fight. You know, you can't just show up and play a game. And you know, you can't just show up and play the game and think you're going to be all right. So my message and thought coming into this weekend is just remember what got us here. You know, we've lost a couple of games. We understand that. We're not happy about it, but we're also not panicking about it either.
Are you glad there's no more midweek games so now that you can put your entire focus onto SEC play?
Yeah, it's hard to – the midweek games, I feel like, it can be a distraction. Last night I thought it was good for us after coming off a weekend where we were a bit flat. Obviously not happy that we didn't win, but it is nice then to be able to do all of your scouting on one team, watch film on one team, feel like you're prepared and can still get a night's sleep.
When you look at your whole sophomore class, Joe, I was looking at Shao when she was hit a couple times this year. She's bounced back. I even look at your junior class when they were sophomores. They all really moved forward. What is it about? You've got two great back-to-back classes. How do they take the step from freshman to sophomore? Because both those classes really have stepped up. What's the common ingredients for those four and four to move forward?
Well, I think one nice thing is that they're all doing it together. Those two classes, they went through the tough times together, meaning that there were a lot of them out there on the field together, taking their knocks and then supporting each other as well. And then just the fact that they've gotten to almost start every single game since they've been here. So they haven't had to go in and out of the lineup a lot, and they've been able to build confidence. They haven't had to question whether they belong or not. They've done enough to keep themselves in the lineup. And then just that year of experience, it makes all the difference in the world, whether you're going from freshman to sophomore or sophomore to junior. It just keeps getting tougher as you go along and the talent. So those two classes, really athletic, love to play the game, and they do a good job feeding off of each other.
What do you see from Georgia coming in?
What we know about Georgia, always feisty. Last year they swept us at their place. They've got any number of pitchers they'll throw at you, so you don't always know who you're going to face. They've got speed. They'll be aggressive on the base pass. And just a team that, you know, they'll get in your face. They're a team that gets after it and plays the game hard. So we expect to have a great series with Georgia.
Your rotation still look the same for this weekend?
I don't know that it will be the same. We're going to kind of take a step back tomorrow morning, take a good hard look at where we are, how everybody's feeling health-wise, if we've got any soreness, anything like that, and then we'll make a decision. But I honestly don't know what we're going to do with our rotation. We'll kind of watch one more day of film on Georgia and just see who we think matches up best on a Friday night.
You took Kuhos out. Was that after she got hit precautionary?
No, the only reason Coyas came out of the game was because we needed speed on the base pass to get that run to keep us to extend the game. So the only thing that was about was getting Kelby out there, and it worked out well for us. I was determined for that game to go seven innings. There was just no way I was not going to play seven innings. So that's where that came from. I'd already run for her one time.